Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I kind of want to go back into James this morning. For those of you who may not have been here last night, I encourage you to get the tape from Brother Iago.
After we go back to James this morning, for them, I went up there yesterday. I'm going to go each now for long and get the tape from Brother Iago.
You know, I sit down and I begin to look at the drawing.
You know, as you don't look at the drawing,
and the Lord continues to speak to me about it.
And God continues to talk to me about that.
So I kind of want to go back over it and sum a point of it to start with anyway. Do we need to move the board over? I think so.
I think so, we need to shift that board.
A little bit more. Can it go a little more without interfering? Okay, that's good. I wish I was a better drawer, but unfortunately, I'm not.
I wish I was a better drawer, but I don't think I should be.
And we've been talking a lot about the houses.
We've been talking plenty about the homes.
I was blessed by Brother ministering this morning out of Revelations.
I didn't talk from the book of Revelation.
God is identifying and marking very plainly the analogies used in the Spirit, in the Word, as to what they are, what they imply concerning the natural arena.
God is showing clear one, then see the way talk in the Spirit, what in them mean to me that this world will they live.
This is the foundation of the house.
Which will go on the end as soon as it goes to the foundation.
Hallelujah. This is the, how do I do this? This is the house, our houses that we are born under.
That one day, all see under that the host where we born under.
And it is all involved the kingdom of the world.
And all that day, a part of this world in kingdom.
And if you won't be offended with me,
if you never vex for me,
and the world is indicative of darkness.
This wall here, it talk about the darkness.
Darkness is indicative of death.
Darkness, they talk about die.
And death is indicative of hell.
Die, they talk about hell.
Because out here, outside of the tabernacle,
because outside the tabernacle,
you and I are under the jurisdiction of hell.
We get under hell in control.
We do not only have hell on the outside of us, but we have hell on the inside of us.
Hell in all the day outside you, it safe inside we.
This is our natural family.
That small us inside, it means we family were born inside.
And I say natural family, your mom, your dad, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, your great-great-grandparents.
What talk about?
Hallelujah.
Family, I mean, we mama, we papa, we grandpa, we granny, we all we close family.
And the generational sin that has been handed down from one generation to another.
And that sin where we family and they commit where from one generation they pass on to the other one.
And this is your personal house.
So that force was
hallelujah.
Now we
hallelujah. Amen. Now in Acts
inside out.
The first chapter, put a marker there in James because I hope to come back to it, but Lord is leading me to Acts right now.
Inside Acts chapter 1.
I want to go to Acts.
Why are we going to Acts?
And it's interesting that the title of the book, Acts, means Acts.
It's funny the book where they say Acts. It means action.
It means that you and I are expected to do something.
It means that God expects me
concerning what is being said.
But waiting it is.
Hallelujah. And this is an elementary an elementary foundational truth that we are commanded to participate in.
The baby was the way God expects for them we understand.
And I want to go the first chapter.
Well, I'm gonna ask chapter 1.
All right, let me go up a little bit. Let me start at the fifth verse.
Acts chapter 1 verse 5.
But for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence.
John baptized with water, but me will baptize. Acts chapter 1.
That's right. I thought maybe my chapter 1 was missing too. Hallelujah.
Acts chapter 1 and verse 5. It says, John baptized with water, but then will baptize Una with the Holy Ghost after some time.
Now, does your language, does it make a differentiate between Holy Ghost and Holy Spirit? Or do you use the same word to describe both? Well, there's a difference between a Holy Ghost and a Holy Spirit.
Well, difference there between Holy Ghost and Holy Spirit.
There's lots of ghosts.
The Holy Spirit, not a ghost.
There's lots of ghosts. And all of those ghosts are never holy.
But all them ghosts, they're not holy.
But you and I have to make a differential aspect of how we relate to the Word of God.
But you and me, therefore, put the difference as per how we.
So when I am talking,
understand the Word of God.
So when I'm talking about this personage, this third personage of the Godhead,
when I talk about this God,
and
this
I refer to him God as the Holy Spirit,
me and the talk and talk about him as the Holy Spirit.
That is the designated title that was given to him by inspiration.
Now that God is Spirit.
Hallelujah.
So we say we for call him.
Man gave it the title Ghost.
Man in a ghosty understanding.
So when I'm talking about the Holy Spirit, I'm not exhorting or exalting a holy imitation ghost.
When
Hallelujah.
I talk about the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. And you know, it's the same. It's the same with when I address God.
Now the same thing when they talk about God.
And you know, it's very difficult to break habitual patterns.
He asks for no break. That's what we don't use.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have many gods.
We get but who gods them?
And really, the Bible in the New Testament is not so much so in the Old Testament, and I like the Old Testament better than the New Testament when it speaks about God.
Well, the Bible, now the New Testament and Old Testament, also the same. Me, I like for you the Old Testament,
because
of the way where he talks about who that God be.
I do not want to leave any doubt in my mind when I talk about the deity of the Godhead.
I don't want for left any doubt now remind them when I they talk about the power and who that God really be.
And nor do I want any spirit other spirit than the spirit of the Lord to understand what it is I am referencing.
And I don't want other spirit past the spirit of God for talk but waiting are they try to explain to me.
Hallelujah. Because the word that is translated God in the Greek is the word theos.
Because that word wouldn't translate God.
And it's a general terminology. It's a generic terminology that can be applied to any entity that we would look at in this realm of God.
And that word there, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Explain any God, thank you. Call any God that same word there.
Now, the Elohim, which is the triunity of God.
Elohim.
Hallelujah.
God, when a three in one.
And when you're referring to the work of God, I want to refer to him as the Elohim, because the whole aspect of the triunity of God was involved in that creation.
When are they talk about God?
Hallelujah.
Talk about that God when
I. Hallelujah.
Elohim, when are God when I three in one, because all the three persons in the day, they're involved by waiting God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But in the New Testament, he's given a more personal identity for me.
But inside the New Testament,
God.
The way they talk about God, it's like a different kind person them they show me.
And that word is Father.
And that word the way they use boku in the New Testament na Papa.
And it's not just Father.
Not to Papa, no.
And I don't know how it is in your language, but if you put the definite article V.
I don't know if you are like now you language your, but if we put that word the papa.
Yes. Now doesn't that have a different significance?
When I say the papa.
When you say papa.
It's not different from when I say papa.
Or you say the papa.
When I say the papa.
Come on.
It's not different from
I don't speak
papa
your language.
Yes.
But doesn't it have a different feeling to it?
You not get different.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And it makes me conscious that I'm not taking something frivolously, or I'm taking something casually. Hallelujah. But I am talking to the preeminent position of the Father in the aspect of the Elohim.
But are they talk to me Papa?
Names are important.
In powerful way in the God when I train one mighty God.
It's not so much in your culture, I don't think, as it is in the Western culture, the European culture.
I'm not sure say this then is on our own culture, just
but
like
names,
we own culture.
Names are significant. Names are important.
Say when I give us a name, it get meaning.
Because names mean nature.
Because name is a meaning.
From a biblical position, from a position of how it is in the Hebrew and in the Greek. Names have a definite characteristic.
Name then gets clear thing when in a shop and person.
Hallelujah. And I love to know the meaning of names in the African culture. I think it's beautiful.
Passing their name there, we're like, wait,
hallelujah.
What do you name mean? I let for know that.
And when you give your child a name that has biblical. That has biblical substantiation.
When you give,
hallelujah,
him where it comes from the Bible and it gets wet
now,
inside the Bible.
I'm not talking about you take a name out of the Bible and give it to your child. That's all well and good too, far as that goes. If the person's name is a good name.
Yes,
hallelujah. Because what you are doing is you're labeling the path of that child. The calling in the election that is on that child because of the name.
Because what you do, you tell a queen.
Hallelujah. In
that label, they go show the beginning in life. I get for end table.
There is this lady that we know in Ethiopia.
One lady being there was Sabina Ethiopia.
And her name is Tahe.
In name, me name.
Hallelujah. And Tahe means to the glory of God.
And that word Tahe means.
So,
God in glory.
So that aspect of her character, that aspect of her nature, the path that she's walking is all channeled by God in one way or another to direct her to be a representation of his glory.
So how that woman did they walk?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, the Bible tells me that each of us are going to have a new name that only the Father knows.
The Bible tells me, say, but, each one for we will forget new name when our God one day shall be that name.
But I don't see any problem in assisting the development of that new name by giving a child a name or being called by a name that prophesies me to that end.
I don't see problem now.
Hallelujah.
Everybody in that room, we give a name with proper way rights for channeling life.
And when you call that name, you invoke the power of the Father in reference to that person. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's very, a name is very important, and we have to understand that.
So name importance, but
hallelujah. So maybe you can change the word in your Bible from the word that you have for ghost and put in there the English word spirit. I don't know. Hallelujah.
Change that word inside the Bible. That's outside.
Or at least you should get in the habit of changing your way of thinking and referencing it.
And then they will
help you. Hallelujah.
Think and talk about God in spirit.
All right. Where was I? The fifth verse. Wasn't it the fifth verse?
Yes.
All right. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence.
John baptized
to hallelujah.
Amen. You, they will baptize you with
it. Now, brethren, I don't know if all of you... Brethren, I don't know if all of you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit or not.
Brother and sister, I don't know if you really get
it. If you do not have it, you should begin a quest to receive it.
If you're not baptized
hallelujah.
Spirit,
sometimes it comes easy. Sometimes, other times, you have to press for it. Hallelujah. Sometimes some things in your soul hinder it. And sometimes those things have to be dealt with before God can give you that unction or that anointing or pour out that spirit upon you. Hallelujah.
But
no matter what it is, it should be a time for you to be seeking and asking God for the experience of that baptism.
No matter what your situation,
and sometimes
for grace to God and ask Him for
and
that
sometimes
baptism.
Sometimes you have to be very persistent.
Sometimes then you get for stronger.
When I was born again, and I received the spirit of life, I still had problems in my life that were plaguing me, that were vexing me.
Well, tell me that I mean get problem.
Hallelujah.
That way they make inside me not glad.
And as a new entity in God, not really well versed in the Bible and not necessarily in a fellowship that was of much support or encouraging me to do much as far as the Lord was concerned.
As somebody who has been
hallelujah.
And the souls have been in this self, you know, they help me among the people, then they help me for ask God for this Holy Spirit for come, let baptize me.
But I came to a realization or an understanding.
But each one time we catch up good one.
That these issues were going to be very detrimental to me in my relationship with the Father. And I was going to have to somehow get rid of them.
Then see how they've been in my life, so it go really and bug me, me work out with God.
I had no idea how I was going to do it or what it was going to require in order for it to be done.
I don't get idea how I go.
And I was talking to somebody about it one day. And that somebody said to me, well, you need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
When you baptize inside the Holy Spirit,
it will take care of all of your problems.
It will take care of all your problems.
Well, I found out that wasn't true.
But I found out they're not to be true to
But at the time, I didn't know it.
But that time, they are not being known.
So it kind of encouraged me to seek it more earnestly.
It makes me determined to need this Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. It's not that the Holy Spirit cannot deliver you from your bad propensities and habits, but
not to say the Holy Spirit is not able to pull you from the bad trick and the bad way we do.
Normally, there is some effort that is required on your part.
But God also wants
Hallelujah.
To
it's called death to self. I have to help God kill me.
I get forgive with God for let God kill that man with enough strong inside me.
That sounds terrible, doesn't it? Hallelujah. Now, I'm not talking about spiritual suicide.
I'm not a talk for
our physical suicide. I am talking about submitting and pressing God for position of deliverance. Hallelujah.
And you bless and ask God for make it deliver. You may make change.
I don't know if I will go into the total story of it.
I don't know if I will tell now the whole story.
But it needs to be said that these situations are habitual problems that I had were very serious problems. And it was causing a very serious problem in my relationship with God, and I was aware of it.
The thing why me they pass through now like a habit when they come all the time they repeat itself and it has been very serious problem all the time
and you know I think that is probably one of the first steps of deliverance.
And brother, I think saying now one of the first
Hallelujah.
Steps for making you freedom.
Number one, recognizing you got a problem.
Number one, catch up say.
Number two, recognizing it's your problem and not somebody else's. Recognizing that it's going to jeopardize your relationship and possibly put you into hell.
Catch up also say that in the end it will quell you and God in a relationship and in the end.
And then submitting to the process that God wants you to submit to in order to get rid of it.
And put yourself down.
Hallelujah. Well, the first step in my deliverance was wanting the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The first step in my process of deliverance.
So the first step where God helped me forget gives me freedom. Now where I begin ask for the Holy Spirit.
That's right. I begin to ask for the Holy Spirit. And I begin to seek that presence that I might obtain it.
So I begin crying to God, let him make I get the Holy Spirit and this presence where will help me.
And there were some things I was doing in the natural to facilitate it, or at least I thought I was helping in that manner.
Something in there want me to do naturally where I begin
Hallelujah.
To accept me the help.
At that point in time, I was a very heavy smoker.
That 10 day, I mean, they smoke bad.
And I was a very serious drinker.
And I believe drink
Hallelujah.
Bad. Amen.
Hallelujah. We all come out of the same pit of hell, I think.
Well, I think
Hallelujah.
We all come out inside the same.
And so I was doing everything in my power to quit smoking.
So all in which I am able to do for me.
And I was doing everything in my power to quit drinking.
And also for make a stop for drink.
And of course, I was falling on my face again and again and again.
And anytime
Hallelujah.
I will come before God, God, I beg. And go and do the same thing back, I beg, Papa God, I beg, sorry for me.
But in my situation, that wasn't such a bad thing because it was making me desperate.
But for me, not to be bad thing for the come back to me.
I was aware
that
I had a problem. And that I personally could not get rid of it.
And by myself, I'm not able for.
I needed external or internal help.
I need help.
Hallelujah.
Come with me, inside me.
So that put me on the path of seeking the Holy Spirit.
It makes like Tinak now they ask God continue.
Hallelujah. At the time, I was going to an Assemblies of God church.
That's in the Assembly of God church.
Hallelujah. And it just so happens at that particular time,
it just happened, say, that particular 10-day,
they were going to have a week of the charismatic revival and the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Say, let me get one service to it and call, and then charismatic service for. Let the baptism of the Holy Spirit come upon
them. They were going to all do all of that in 1 week.
Inside 1 week, they get a program
game. Hallelujah. So, I wanted the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
So, me, I've been once for let the Holy Spirit.
So, I decided that I would go to these meetings.
So, me, I make up my mind, so I will go this week here.
And every night, I was there early.
Every night,
sitting down in my seat, I even moved myself from the back row up to about the third or fourth row.
I'm not this zombie again. I try for cast zombie number three.
I thought if I got closer to the altar, I could get closer to God.
I remember saying, if I come near the altar, so then I near God at the time. So.
Oh, isn't it funny how we think sometimes? And, you know, I could not wait for the invitation. I didn't hear a word of what was being spoken. All I wanted was to get up there to the altar and pray through. Hallelujah. And now I'm talking about the effort.
That
sometimes God requires us to put into something in order to get something back from Him.
God, He asked.
Hallelujah. I think God is really wanting us to see our own desperation and our own willingness to commit to the process.
God wants,
because God knows what the end of the day matter is going to be in some respect.
So that this change will happen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it is necessary for me to come every night.
So it'd be necessary.
Every night I was down at the altar praying and trying to get breakthrough. And it was a funny thing. The first night I had this big crowd of guys around me.
The first night I get big man around me.
Everybody was laying hands, almost smothering me.
All mommy, they kind of put their hands, they want to kiss me,
rebuking the devil.
Then they rebuke the devil.
Rebuking this, rebuking that.
Then they rebuke this spirit, that spirit.
Asking God to pour out.
And they ask God for, like,
speaking. Say, they say, speak this, say this, do this.
They begin telling me, say, stop this, say this.
Of course,
this.
I'm doing all of it.
And they do all this and do it and they say.
I don't know any better. I'm following. These are seasoned ministry, right?
Them people,
they're the deacons of the church.
They demand them from the things of God.
Hallelujah. They were the only ones allowed to come up and pray for you, by the way.
They were the only ones allowed to come up and pray.
In fact, now they no more than me accept, say, for pray for people. Today.
That's right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And nothing happened. So I go home.
I'll go back now.
Wrestle through the disappointment, come back the next night.
I discourage.
Hallelujah. Same scenario, down at the altar, same scenario. People come up and lay hands on me, but this time there's less people.
Well, the same thing will happen again, people in the Kalian family.
Hallelujah.
This day, not 2 years.
That night, same issue, same time,
that
same experience.
Same go. Thing. Go back.
Of course, you never had those moments, right?
So thank you.
Hallelujah.
Experience, I wanted.
Next night.
The other night.
Same issue, same story. And every night, less and less and less people.
Every night, the people only come for pray for me, then they reduce.
Friday night.
Friday night come.
Last night, last chance.
Now the last chance this or last night.
And I'm saying, oh God, have mercy on me.
And they cry to God, God, sorry for me. Yeah.
Have mercy on me, oh God.
For me.
Invitation given, I don't quite run up there this time. I just kind of want them. I don't know if
they
I really want to do this. Kneel down at the altar, and there is nobody up there.
I go to the altar, kneel down. Nobody not come meet me.
I'm the last Mohegan. That's an Indian tribe that was phased out. I'm the last man standing or kneeling.
Now me not be the last man waiting up there.
And this elderly gentleman, I'll remember him to this day. He is indelibly etched on my mind.
Now this man, where I no go ever forget.
Thin man. He was not. He was thin, not skinny, but thin.
He been dry.
Tall.
He tall.
Probably in his 60s.
I sure say, but
late 60s.
Yeah.
White hair.
Get white
tape, hallelujah. Yeah. He came up beside me. He just put his arm around me. My God. Hallelujah. And he was just kneeling down beside me. He had his arm around me and he was hugging me, you know. And he was praying in the spirit, and you could feel the intensity of it because he would be pulling on my shoulder at times and squeezing my shoulder, you know, in the intensity of his prayer. And all of a sudden, I'm hearing the English in this ear. And I'm hearing the tongues in this ear.
Then the other ears are the
because he's speaking in tongues. He's not speaking in English.
When he talk na tongues, not all English be talk.
And as he is praying,
as in the pray,
I hear God speaking to me.
And they hear God they talk to me.
Hallelujah.
And he said, son,
he said, me picking.
I cannot tell you the thrill that went through my soul.
I'm not able to explain the gladness from what kind of time
he was no longer a God. He was no longer a spirit, but he was my father.
Not God again, not a spirit.
And you know, I grew up in a home that did not have the example of a father's love. It's not that my dad did not love me, but he did not love me in the way that he could have loved us.
For this kind of man.
Hallelujah. But when I heard that word in the spirit,
not to say me papa not be like me,
it broke something in my soul. It broke it. Hallelujah. And opened my soul up.
And opened my soul up.
And he said, my son,
he said, me picking.
I gave you what it was you required of me on the first day that you asked for it.
I give you what you can to me for you from that first day when you asked me.
He said, open your mouth and speak.
Open your mouth and talk.
Hallelujah. And I opened my mouth.
Now open your mouth.
And out came the glory of God.
And the glory of
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I do not know how I got home that night. I drove myself there and somehow I drove myself back, but I don't remember it. The only thing I remember was waking up in the morning speaking in tongues.
I'm waking up morning.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, brother, sometimes, for whatever reason, there is always a reason that God delays. There's always a reason why God does not respond in an immediate and manner. Is there a Kleenex or something? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's always a reason. Now, the reason is not important, but the aspect of believing in the reality of God, of the Father, is necessary.
Brother and sister, then God,
hallelujah.
God wants to know the reason why in delay is waiting to ask him for. But that's not important. Waiting is important. Now, for love, we learn for believe and wait for him.
Amen.
When I joined the army at 18 or 19.
When I joined the army, what do you call 18 year or 19 year?
And when they sent me to boot camp.
When they sent me go to the camp for training.
The first assembly we had as recruits out in the sun.
The first assembly we get for play out and I'll be under sun.
The drill sergeant got up in front of us. The drill sergeant, the man in charge, the sergeant in charge.
Where now be we trainer? Tina front me.
He says, I have a few words of wisdom to say to you, and that's all I am going to tell you at this point.
So three words when a word for person we will get says for terminal.
And he says, it is a principle, it is a general rule, and it has to be, and it will be followed.
He said, na law, and a law where you put in your life, where you listen and you just get for follow.
And he said, the principle is this.
This law, na this.
Yours is not to reason why.
Do your work. Not for enough for things. Say, wait to make you tell me what you tell me so.
But yours is to do and die.
You walk now for do anything they tell you.
Hallelujah. And quite frankly, I'm a little envious of the U.S. Army because it should be the slogan of the Sons of God.
Well, it looks like not small, but how the U.S. Army they operate because.
Amen.
Years later, when I was in discretion with a dear saint of God, and he was counseling me concerning a situation.
After the time we don't pass, where I mean, don't come to God, and somebody will counsel me about something.
He said, Brother Bird, I have one word of counsel for you that has helped me tremendously in my relationship with God.
He said, Brother Bird, I get one word for take advice you. Will you help me straight your life?
He said, never ask God why.
Not ever ask God, Papa, go what you do.
Do you understand?
Yes.
He said, never ask God why.
Not ever ask God, what you do, Papa God.
Because you're talking about Elohim.
Because who are you?
Omnipotent.
Not God.
Omniscious.
Elohim.
Omnipresent.
God, the all power of God.
You're
God
talking about. You're talking about. The Alpha and the Omega.
Somebody, God, at the same time, at the beginning,
from that position or perspective, he knows everything about me.
It's a bit all thing but me.
He knows my past.
It's a bit the past.
He knows my present.
It's a bit
he knows my future.
It's a bit waiting for
he is my Alpha. He is my Omega.
Na mi beginning, na mi end.
And on top of all of that, he is my Father. I am his son. I am under his jurisdiction. I'm not under the jurisdiction of Bert Asbill. I'm not under the addiction, the jurisdiction of the U.S. government. I am under the jurisdiction of my Father. I am his son. And he has plans and purposes for me that I am not even aware of.
And he get plan and think that way.
Hallelujah.
We are not catch up yet.
Hallelujah. And I have to trust in that position of relationship.
I get for believe him in the way where are they open me at to them.
If he deems it his will that I have to suffer physically, mentally, emotionally, then there is something in that suffering that he is going to work to my benefit.
If something get for me,
hallelujah.
It will touch me.
Hallelujah.
Every part for me, I get for believer.
Hallelujah. So we need to begin to change the position of our thinking as far as the Elohim or the Father is concerned. Hallelujah! And you know, if you go back up to the verse number 4 of that same chapter,
if we go back to verse 4 now,
and the latter part of that verse, it says that we are to wait.
That part, the end part from that. Apart from that verse, they say we get for wait.
We are to wait.
We get for wait.
What are we waiting on? What are we waiting for?
Waiting with a wait for.
It says that we might wait for the promise.
Will you wait for?
Hallelujah. Isn't that what it says?
Not also it says.
Hallelujah. But wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me.
He said, wait for the promise.
Hallelujah. What is the promise of the Father? The promise of the Father is that you and I will be sons.
Amen. Waiting at the prophet promise to we.
Hallelujah.
And you will be in beginning and be.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, say amen.
Amen.
I'm going a little different direction than I had intended, but God knows better than I do, so we'll just follow him on. For John, says, when therefore, verse 6, when they therefore were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel?
He said, verse 6.
Hallelujah.
When they now come together, they ask him, say, Lord, you go bring back the kingdom of Israel this time?
Hallelujah. The coming of the kingdom is irrelevant to the position of existence in the time frame that you are living.
The kingdom in
Canada,
this particular time, where will they live inside so?
It is not that we are not supposed to be looking for the kingdom to come.
Not that we not for the look for let the kingdom of God come.
But we are to be working actively with God concerning the kingdom that would come inside of our soul.
Waiting important now for when we walk. Kingdom of God come forth inside we soul.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it is interesting. It says that. He said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons. Hallelujah. It's irrelevant. Hallelujah.
For let you begin know whose time or whose season you power waiting for happen this particular.
It's not that we don't take notice to all of these things, because it tells us of the perilous nature of the environment we are living in because of wickedness coming to a place of fullness.
Not to say you
loose.
Pay attention to
it. Yeah.
Tell me about the time where they live and how things they go, where we need for understand on that.
But what he does say is that we do not need to be concerned with it, because it is something that the Father hath put in his own power.
Not to them, therefore.
Hello?
Because then now God don't put her under your control.
The control of that kingdom is under the authority of the Father.
Now God himself says the no way.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I want to go down then. This is verse number 8, which means new beginning.
Yes, sir.
Verse 8. What 8 means new beginning.
It's a talk about new beginning.
What he is doing in verse 8 is telling us what it is that we need to be concerned about.
Now, waiting we write for their power, it is showing.
He's telling us not to be concerned with the actual coming of the kingdom, but now he's saying you have to do, there are certain things that you must do.
He says certain things again, where we for them do now.
in order for that kingdom to come.
So that that kingdom they go come.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is it that we have to do?
What do we need for the new light?
But ye shall receive power.
Una go get power.
That word power is dunamis.
That was the power, the word we come up from, it means dunamis.
Amen. Dunamis means we get the word dynamite.
Now from that word there, they pull, it's, that word was be dynamite.
It's an explosive force.
Now power where to explode.
That has the ability to change the environment and which it is fired off in.
It get the power.
Hallelujah.
Inside and put out and fire.
You bring a stick of dynamite into this building.
You bring one stick with a dynamite now, yeah?
Nice to see you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You light it.
You light them.
Huh? You guys will be out of this building in split second.
Una go come out inside this building according to dynamite in firing inside seconds.
And you won't stop until it goes off.
And you no go stop.
Because you want to get as far away from it as you possibly can.
Because it go run fast out.
Hallelujah. So God is telling you and I.
God is telling you.
That he has given us a dunamis power. A power of dynamite. Explosive ability. Hallelujah.
Now,
dynamite can be used for the good or it can be used for the bad.
Dynamite, and they use it for good, then they use it for bad.
If they're building a rock, if they're building a road through a rock.
If then they build a road and rock.
They go in, they drill those holes, they set those charges in there.
Then they put then they drill a hole, then put the dynamite there.
And then they set that dynamite off, and it blows a big hunk of that rock out.
And then they scatter the rock from off.
And they don't just place it haphazardly, just anywhere.
They just don't put it any kind side or anywhere.
There's an engineer that looks at the rock.
The engineer, the campus can't.
And he says, you need to put a charge here. And you need to put a charge here. And you need to put a charge there. And when you do that, this whole section of rock is going to cave inwardly and come down.
According to the
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God says, you and I, by the power of the Spirit, we have that dunamis power. We have that ability. Hallelujah. But we just don't throw it around randomly. Hallelujah. And the church is guilty of throwing it around randomly. And people have gotten hurt. Hallelujah. We have to know the moving of the Holy Spirit to where we can surgically place the dunamis thing in the right place at the right time and go, have it go off and do the right thing.
Understand?
Hallelujah.
The Holy Spirit, they say, for outside, for put the thing so that won't light them, it will do the right work.
Amen. That is one of the reasons that the Bible tells you and I that we are not to lay hands on anyone suddenly.
Now, one of the reasons that Bible says,
do you hear me?
Yes.
We're not to just go up and randomly slap some hand on somebody and begin to rebuke the devil. Hello? Hallelujah. You know, in the many prayer lines that I have participated in, somebody will come up and they want prayer for a specific thing.
Some people can come and they want to pray for them for something.
And I will lay hands on them.
I'll go put them on them.
And immediately I'll either have a vision or a word from God, and it has nothing to do with what they prayed, asked us to pray for them about. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But what it is I am seeing is the root of the manifestation of what they consider to be a problem.
Now the root of waiting.
Hallelujah. And you have to strategically work and move by the Spirit to put that dunamis power in the right place so that it will take care of the problem and not do something with the patient.
So you therefore allow the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Give you the direction for put the prayer, put the power, so that when you do them, it will help that patient will come for the prayer.
How many times have I heard, well, the operation was a success, but the patient died due to complications.
Almost in another talk that one day another year. He said, hey, your patient, it didn't go well, but the patient...
Hallelujah. And sadly to say, that has sometimes been the problem, if not a lot of times, in the church with deliverance.
And he asked for...
Hallelujah.
And he got happened inside the church with deliverance.
When I came back into the church...
When I come inside the church...
And I got the baptism of the Holy Spirit...
Then I get the Holy Spirit baptized.
And because there was this arena of spiritual activity now being opened up to me...
And because God opened me up for the Spirit...
Hallelujah. I could begin to hear things. I could begin to see things.
I begin
to discern things. And I thought, wow.
I begin to sing, I say, yeah.
This is really good. And I got involved with a group of Christians of like mind.
So me and some Christians, they begin working.
And we became involved in the deliverance ministries.
Then we all come from one group called deliverance ministry.
I don't know how long I was in that group, but it was long enough for me to find out that I wanted out of it.
I don't know how long I've been there with them.
Everyone in that group, something tragically, destructively happened to them.
He long for like ketchup, say I need for commodity side.
One man was up in the mountains there in California, driving his Jeep on the back roads. For some reason, unbeknownst to anybody, the Jeep flipped over and killed him. Hallelujah.
The Jeep just rolled over and he ended up.
The wife of that man,
the man went,
had an affair with the son of another man that was in the fellowship on this deliverance ministry.
Go get mommy and daddy business with one other. The man
another individual had an accident that totally disabilitated him and paralyzed him from the neck down, from the back down, his legs. He was paralyzed, paraplegic. Hallelujah. And another man just dropped dead.
He just forgot he died.
Deliverance ministry.
Yes.
You're playing with the devil.
You play with the devil.
Hallelujah. You know, there's only rare occasions I want the devil to talk to me. Can you imagine setting somebody down and ask the devil what he's doing with them?
Sorry.
Can you imagine setting somebody down and asking the devil what he's doing with them?
You can imagine they put person down and then they interview the person.
And then the devil starts talking through the man.
Then the devil begins to talk through the man to you.
And he starts telling you all of this stuff. But it's devil talking to you.
He begins to tell you all what he did.
He's a liar.
He doesn't.
He's not going to tell you anything that's true. Hello? Why do I need a devil to talk with him? I got a Holy Spirit.
You get Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
You do not need devil for.
If the Holy Spirit doesn't want to reveal it to me, I want no devil telling me.
Not the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. Because the devil knows if I'm in the unction, in the anointing, and I get a hold of him, I'm not going to turn loose of him until he's gone.
If a demon has God in power and God in spirit,
hallelujah. It's foolishness. It's foolishness. That type of action, we call it Pentecostal deliverance.
And we call it Pentecostal.
It's foolishness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have been given dunamis power, first and foremost, to be utilized with regards to our soul.
God give me poku power, first of all.
Hallelujah.
Walk inside with soul.
Hallelujah. I want to draw this picture over here.
I want to draw this picture over here.
You think I've been in building as long as I have, I could better draw better houses, huh? This is the foundation.
For this other building, but I am the Nadine Foundation
there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the schematic. I wish. This is the architectural diagram of the Father concerning His house. Did you hear me? His house. It's also called the Kingdom of God.
If the big building out, they call them God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
These two houses are very important to our spiritual development and growth.
Then trust and then.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we go over here to verse 8. But ye shall be given dunamis power after the Holy Spirit is come upon you. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Una go get dynamite power. After the Holy Spirit go come over una.
That power is only going to come after you have had the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
The power go come by you. Pass so say you don't baptize in the Holy Spirit.
Yes. You would not be able to handle the mechanics of it if you did not have the Holy Spirit.
If you not get the Holy Spirit, you know or get a sense for undo that power there very well.
In John chapter 14.
Inside John chapter 14.
We are told.
Then tell me.
There is only one agent of perfect, perfectional truth.
Now only one way. We go know the true way will make us imperfect.
It's not just a way. It's something that, it's an agent that distributes, supervises, and oversees it.
Now only one person will come for showing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That is the word comforter. Hallelujah.
And Lina, the one way they give comfort.
Hallelujah. You should look the word comforter up. You have it up there? Can you find that for me, please? Hallelujah. It is, we are told, we are given the word comforter. Comforter is a word that means to comfort. Hallelujah.
They give me the word comforter, and comforter means for give courage.
To give what?
Courage.
Courage. Okay. I can take that one. Counselor, advocate, comforter. Hallelujah.
Intercessor.
You know, an intercessor. You know, you can also put on that list friend.
And you can add on that list there, party.
Now, for me personally, friend has a bigger, better, wider, and more intimate position of reaction or relationship.
For me, Paddy.
Hallelujah.
Big, you go.
Hallelujah.
Better. And they deal with you.
And it's not that
in a nice way.
It is not that it's not all of these.
Not to say all the way are so not important.
But I like to personalize the gospel as it applies to me.
For me, I like for
hallelujah. And God wants to be my friend.
God wants to be me.
It's not like the friendships that we have in the world. They are temporary and oftentimes very, very fragile.
We're not defined and sometimes they acting to make us well.
In friendship in God, friendship with the Father, friendship with the Elohim, friendship with the Comforter, no matter what I do,
no matter what you do,
that can be very bad.
In let our body be.
He loves me.
He love for me.
He feels compassion for me. He's working in my benefit to try to do something about my situation to wake me up. And to begin to understand and begin to understand that this relationship needs to be two ways.
And for beyond that,
hallelujah.
This relationship,
hallelujah. One day the Spirit of the Lord came to me.
One day God in spirit came to me.
And it was after a time of very much trouble and depression and oppression and something of a very bad attitude that I had.
After some time where I've been dead dung and not a feel good.
And I must
get bad attitude.
I must have in my actions or in words, I don't know for sure, been doing something against him.
And I should say,
are complaining about him.
Action, I don't know, but I mean, they do something.
You know, God, why don't you do something about my circumstance?
I say, God, huh? Let's make you know.
God, don't you see me right here? You know, don't you see all this trouble I'm in? I'm up to my neck.
Look all the trouble.
In quicksand. Help me get out of this. Where are you?
You say you did, Papa God.
Oh, you've never had that experience, right?
Oh, you want to not be to me.
Well, I have them all the time. You guys can pray for me.
No, I do not get for God.
Hallelujah. One day, God came to me.
One day, God came to me.
In this condition, and he says, Bert.
What did they punish me? I said, what?
He said, are you still my friend?
Me and you still not party?
Oh my God. What would you do?
What you go do?
I don't know what you do, but I fell on the floor bawling. and lamenting and asking God, oh God, you know, I forgot all about my circumstance. I forgot all about my trouble. I just wanted to restore that position of relationship and erase the doubt out of his mind. You didn't get it?
That last part.
I just wanted to restore the relationship and erase the doubt out of his mind.
Forget about me problem, situation. I've been just wanting the friendship with me and God come back. Erase the doubt within the inside of mind.
Because God was not
inside God in mind. Where God can ask me, say, yeah. Me and you still in a party. I want let that thing erase. I just want to do thing for please and back.
Because God was not just looking. He was not looking just at that point of my experience. He was looking in the direction that I was going.
Because not to how I've been able
to go. And if I would continue to go in that direction, that friendship would be broken.
Now that attitude will get loose. I've been continuing with that.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it says here that the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me. And I want to stop right there.
He said you... the Holy Spirit will come for you, and you will be me witness.
Me witness, yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The me witness It's not just that you are talking, God this, God that, Holy Spirit this, Holy Spirit that, God this, God, 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 God. There is a living demonstration of the grace of God that has been given to you, that is being poured into yours and my vessel.
Not somebody show by action and out.
Hallelujah!
For show the power of God day inside.
Without that revelation,
if you don't get that revelation
of the favor, unmerited favor
of God in favor
that God has given to me by virtue of my new birth.
And when you get
because please,
of when
please.
You come into Ram.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I will continue to make the same mistake over and over and over again.
I will just continue, but the
hallelujah.
Same mistake they make again and again.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he's telling us that we need to be a demonstration of that goodness, a demonstration of that love.
In a time we say we for sure that loved it.
And hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He says you must be witnesses unto me.
You for
both
witness.
In Jerusalem.
You for be witness for me na Jerusalem.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where is your Jerusalem?
Who's saying that you Jerusalem?
Where is your Jerusalem?
You Jerusalem na usai.
Jerusalem. You must be a witness of Jerusalem.
We for be witness na Jerusalem.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's number one. That's the first step that you and I have to take.
Now the number one step, that's what we get for take.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's something I have to do about my family traditions that are not under the auspices of the Holy Spirit.
I get for take action. I get for do something. But me family tradition them. We're not there according to God in will.
Some families are plagued with anger.
Sometimes that tradition there, it gets for the vexment.
Some families are plagued with lust.
Some family then now once now in the issue.
Some families are plagued with the pride of life or the lust of the eyes or the lust of the flesh. Hallelujah. I must begin to witness in my Jerusalem.
They want for satisfying.
Hallelujah.
Jerusalem for start with.
And I in my witnessing
and as a witness
the authority under which I have been begins to be transferred to this position of authority.
The authority will control me now. It will come out from that family spirit authority.
Hallelujah.
God,
and
authority.
As I am filling my house with light,
as I feel inside my house,
that light is supposed to be permeating the darkness of my house, of my home.
The light, the entrance.
Hallelujah.
Within inside me.
It should be releasing my house from its ancestral curses.
It is push come on and
hallelujah.
Ancestral spirits away all me.
Hallelujah. I testified to you not too long ago in one of these meetings. I don't remember which one.
And
there's been so many of them.
Testimony. I don't remember if that.
Hallelujah. That my family was plagued with a spirit of alcohol.
Say, my family, if
my
sickness of the.
As you receive that deal with your own self, then your physical, natural family is also getting the deliverance. So the deliverance that you're getting in your soul is extending to your natural family.
So as we deal with the spirits, them where all we family and we allow the light for come for push them out. Now so we young family members them we're not where the different side. Let's just go begin eating that deliverance. Amen.
Let me give you a verse that explains that. John chapter 17. Hallelujah. Verse 14.
John 17.
I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world.
Amen. John 17:14. I don't tell them all which you tell me, for tell them that make the other people there now world not like them, because they all not they see one way.
Hallelujah.
How myself not they see one way with the other people then.
Hallelujah. Next verse. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from the evil.
Amen.
They
Amen.
Are not of the world, even as I am not of the world.
I know they ask you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To the other people.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. And they ask you for keep them, make Satan not do their nothing.
So it is not as though God is going to just, I have to step out of my family condition,
not
my family living, my family associates. What's the matter?
No, she's saying that it's better I explain it right from the English translation instead of reading it in Creole.
Well, okay.
Yeah, you don't need to pray. You pray very clear so that you can know that it's wrong and do the best.
So we understand what that means. If you read it in Creole, then translate the correct thing. So that correction can be done.
But what I'm saying is that the one that is speaking, she's reading in Creole, is not coming out with the meaning of what is written in English. Like for that, what is meaning.
Yes, he agrees. But he's saying that somebody who is not here, for example, if they are told, they will read the Creole. So it's good for them to know that Creole is not correct.
Okay.
All right, are we got it?
Go on, whatever.
Yeah.
Is there anything you need to say, or can I go on?
Go on.
Okay. Hallelujah. This principle here is a lamb. Huh? For a house.
The law where they operate here, that where you allow the light where the word they come.
Hallelujah.
Darkness come up for you. When are you when your family gets that familiar spirit?
Now, a lamb for a house.
Okay. Now,
hallelujah. That was a commandment that was given to the Israelites.
Each us getting sheep picking for Gisara. Another commandment that God gave Israel
when they were going to come out of Israel after the death angel came to the house to kill the firstborn.
After the angel of death came for can kill the first picking them were born at the
womb. It's important for us to note that the Israelites' house were not exempt from the spirit of death.
Important law is
hallelujah.
God not.
They had to bring a lamb.
And now, because they say the angel of death will kill every firstborn.
Previous to this, the land of Goshen was covered in all of the plagues that were coming upon the land. The land of Goshen was covered.
Before this one.
Hallelujah.
Southside Israel been tapped when a Goshen, God put covering over them.
So, but that which could kill them, they were not exempt from unless they did something as God commanded them.
But it
hello?
Can kill.
Hallelujah.
Pull them one side now, come out the hole. First, they take action as per waiting God instructs them to do.
And There is also a deeper meaning, a principle in that thought, but I don't know that I'm going to go into it right now.
Something they will deep past that one day, but I'm not sure how I'm going side by side now.
So, as a lamb for the household, you have the position to plead the blood and to move in righteousness concerning your position of relationship, dealing with those natural principles that are contrary to your spiritual development.
So, as sheep picking, when each one per we, a sheep picking for your family.
Hallelujah.
That you get for the ask for God in blood for come, you get for the pray, you get for the seek God, so that waiting God want for do for that whole family day and for yourself, God go able for do one.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For well, one of the basic things that I had to deal with first with my family was the traditional holidays that we were involved in that were not Christian orientated.
The very first thing we begin
for, hallelujah,
the actual we begin for take, now concerning the holiday them, we're not on God the holiday.
And as I become more convicted and I begin to implement the extraction of ourselves, my own family.
I get inside me as I convince this not of God, I begin draw myself and my family out of their holiday that day.
It brought a division and a separation in the relationship.
It begin bring division, separation between
Hallelujah. Them. Not that I divorced myself from them or was not loving and respectful with regards to my parents, for I was, but no. I would not participate in certain activities.
Not to say I not be
Hallelujah.
Or I not respect my parents.
Hallelujah.
But I take that action therefore.
And I have to believe that my actions secured for both my father and my mother a position or a place in the to be with the Lord at the end of their time frame.
I believe say what you do, it make it end up.
Hallelujah.
God secure place for me, mama and papa, so that they go there. With
and I don't say that presumptuously. I say it because God showed it to me.
I not just the same for toxic.
Hallelujah.
I the same because God showed me. Say I so happy.
The other issue is the deliverance from alcohol.
The other issue now that God,
when I broke the back of that spirit
and drinking,
I did not just stop drinking.
I not just stop for
my father, who had been drinking for 61 years, stopped immediately. My brother, who was my brothers, stopped drinking immediately. Hallelujah. And although my children not necessarily following after the Lord as they should, none of them have an alcoholic problem.
Me picking them as then they work out with God.
Hallelujah.
They work out with God. No get problem.
Because God honors the commitment. God honors the lamb that is being offered in its integrity and its position of righteousness as He looks at it.
Because God don't honor.
Hallelujah.
We don't give Himself like a
salad. Hallelujah. So I am supposed to overcome first in Jerusalem.
So I for overcome first.
Hallelujah. And
then I say my family.
There's another scripture that is apropos to this.
One other scripture which supports this.
And that is the prophecy of Isaiah.
And that's the Isaiah in prophecy.
When he says, darkness shall cover the earth.
He said darkness.
And gross darkness. And shall be upon the people.
And every darkness go over the people.
But it says, a light shall arise upon thee.
But it says, light go wrap over you.
And it says, kings shall come to the brightness of thy rising.
He said, kings.
Hello. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I have a responsibility.
So I get work for you.
To demonstrate the reality of the Lamb in Jerusalem.
For sure.
Hallelujah.
Reality where the Lamb for sure.
Hallelujah.
Lamb in Jerusalem.
Praise God. I think I'm going to stop here.
I think I will stop here.
And we can pick it up when we come back.
And we will take off from here. We will come
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 God bless you.
God bless you.